Nearly 10,000 Americans got organ transplants this year, and those recipients, those are the lucky ones. There are more than 10 times that number waiting for an organ. That gap between supply and demand is only expected to grow. Here's the story from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
Hey, Don. Good to see you. You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Don Elligott has a new liver. His surgeon, Dr. Marcus Hart at Swedish Medical Center, checks to see how he's been doing since his transplant 7 months ago.
Good. Are you getting back to your normal self a little bit?
Yep. Doing a little more exercise and checking off all the honey-do list.
Yes.
Elligott is 63 years old. He had hepatitis C, though he didn't know it at the time, but he felt it. His energy was low and he tired easily. 3 years ago, a biopsy confirmed his liver was deteriorating. Elligott says it was hard to take in the news.
I couldn't grasp how serious it was. And then he says, it goes to cirrhosis, and then from cirrhosis it goes to cancer. And then after cancer, you're gone.
Things did get serious. One time, he collapsed and went into a coma for 9 days. Elligott would have a few more medical episodes before he was placed on an organ transplant wait list. He would be competing with a growing number of patients needing an organ. Dr. Marcus Hart is lead transplant surgeon at Swedish Medical Center. He says demand for liver transplants has gone up over the years, in part because of the rise in hepatitis C cases. But there's another looming problem that's driving the next wave of liver demand, obesity. Obesity often causes non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
And the care of these patients is extremely complex, and the patients are extremely fragile.
There are national and regional rules on organ transplants. The weight varies depending on a number of different factors, says Hart.
For kidneys, based on how long they've been on dialysis and what their blood type is.
So the wait for a kidney transplant could take up to 5 years. It's a little different for liver transplants.
Livers are allocated according to acuity. So the sicker patients who are at higher risk of dying get transplanted first so that they won't die while waiting for an organ.
But they don't always get one. On average, about 22 people die each day waiting for an organ. This week, Swedish opens a new organ transplant center on First Hill. The center houses the different transplant specialists and related services in one place. Patients like Don Elligott come here for his follow-up appointments. Today, he has more energy. His appetite is back. Elligott says 2 years ago, he didn't know what was going to happen. All he knew was that without a new liver, he was going to die. Ever since his transplant in January, he thinks about the young man whose liver keeps him alive.
In reality, I'm living two lives. My own and the other guy's liver that's part of me now.
And for that, he's grateful. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.